This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Benoit Davis of St. Matthew Catholic Church of Charlotte.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, since you shall come to rule, who is a shepherd, my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring word to me, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
My sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, hope all of you had a wonderful celebration of Christmas and New Year in the past 2 weeks. And during the time of this Christmas and New Year, we tend to travel more. People tend to make more journeys during these Christmas holidays. We set out on our journeys to meet up with family and friends, and they set out on journeys to meet with us. But this year, for many people, the journeys were really difficult because of the awful wintry weather. Listening to people who had been stranded at airports for hours make you realize that the journey which they were so excited about had become something of a nightmare. Most of the journeys we make are thankfully much less troublesome than that. But any journey other than our routine ones can have its own challenges and struggles. Today, the Church celebrates the Epiphany of our Lord. Jesus is being manifested to the so-called Eastern world. It's a feast which tells us that Jesus was born for the whole universe. At the center of today's feast is the story of a journey. Matthew tells us the story of a journey made by Magi, or the astrologers, from the east towards Judea in search of a newborn King of the Jews. In this account, these Magi were guided by the star, which was different from all other stars in the sky. And the most dangerous moment in their long journey came just as they were within a close distance of their destination. In Jerusalem, a short distance from Bethlehem, they were summoned by King Herod the Great. A man known to us as a person who is very hostile towards anyone who might be a threat to his power. The powerful king is afraid of this newborn little baby. In spite of that dangerous moment, the Magi were led by the star to their destination, Bethlehem, where they worshiped the child and gave him their gifts. And on their return journey, they were guided again, this time by means of a dream. In their dream, God directed them to go home by a different route. In some way, this story of these exotic visitors from the East is a story of each one of us. Our lives as Christians can be understood as a journey, a sacred journey, a pilgrimage. In fact, according to the Acts of the Apostles, from the very early days, Christians were known as the followers of the way. We are people who are following a way, the way of the one who said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The Magi were guided on their journey by a star, which stood out from all other stars in the sky. And we too are guided on the journey by a light, which stands out from all other sources of light we come across. We are guided by the one who said of himself, "I am the light of the world. Who follows me will never walk in darkness." On this earthly pilgrimage, which we travel together, we don't chart out our course. Rather, like the Magi, we allow ourselves to be led. We submit to the light beyond us, which is greater than any light within us, a light which is more powerful than any light that the world can offer us. Like the Magi, we too meet with obstacles on our shared journey of faith. Some version or the other of Herod can stand before us to deflect us from our journey. And Jesus was very aware that even though he would be ever present to his followers as their light and as their guide, they would be tempted by evil under various guises. And that is why he taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." At the end of their journey, the Magi worshipped the child. The giving of their gifts was an outward expression of their worship, their homage. Our own journey of faith also must end in worship, the worship of God and of His Son in heaven. Every act of worship on the way, in particular our Eucharistic worship, is an anticipation of that eternal worship. Our Eucharistic worship overflows into our daily lives, where it takes the form of offering ourselves to the Lord, the giving of the gift of our mind, our heart, our soul, and our strength in love to the Lord. And this morning we look in gratitude towards the Magi, because they show us the fundamental shape of our lives as Christians. Let nothing stop us in our journey towards the visitation of our Lord and Savior.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.